Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we'll have about four more codes. Text the word CAKE, C-A-K-E, to 72881 right now at 1 o'clock as we hit 1 o'clock on the nose here. Text the word CAKE to 72881. Text CAKE to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in this nationwide contest, but we've had local winners, so we want you to try to win the money right now. So text CAKE, C-A-K-E, to 72881. Get a chance to win $1,000 on this Friday from 92.9. And a fresh code word is coming up with Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What better place to have lunch than Topps Barbecue? It's the best barbecue in Memphis, and it's been the best barbecue in Memphis since 1952. The pulled pork, the ribs, the brisket, those amazing cheeseburgers, the best burgers in Memphis. We grew up on Topps. It's an institution in Memphis. You don't last for that long, since 1952, by not being the best. Topps is the best. Get over there today.
All the recipes still the same since 1952, because that's how darn good it is. I've told the story. Our Topps was the Union Avenue Topps. Dad would bring home the barbecue, bring home the burgers. And my brother, my mom, and I, eat it all up. And that's the way we're still doing it all these years later. It's still the same, still great. Try the Fireman Burger. I'm telling you right now, will change your life. Don't do it on full stomach. You want to get that fine barbecue on top of their fantastic burger, best burger in town. Got to be a real, have a real appetite, baby. And I'm telling you, you're going to be really satisfied with that Topps barbecue.
My daughter's a month old today, believe it or not. Like a month old. And I don't even really know where the time went. And I did want to share with you guys sort of what I've learned in 1 month of being a father. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That was good. You got something. I am. You're wrong. Go ahead.
I am humbled enough to know that I've learned nothing.
It's funny. You're trying to be funny right now. I can't tell if you're actually going to have a serious take on this. But last night I showed my wife the video you sent me of your daughter crying in your lap. John's taking a selfie of it, right? And she is going off.
Let's see if I can pull it up.
She is going off, BC.
Crying.
It is. Yes, she is crying. It's like, wow. Just John says, she's on 100. I told John the text. I said, no, she's on 110. She's going crazy. Here's the point. John's shooting the selfie. He's looking up into it, and he's got a smile on his face. Like, you know what? This thing's out of control, and it's really out of my control, but I'm cool with that. And that's what I think he's learned that already, that even, because when you first hear that, you're going to panic.
Right.
That first time. John's taking pictures and all that. And I showed my wife that. I said, honey, I bet you miss these days for real, because she's always talking, wouldn't it be nice to have a little Christopher, you know, a little baby.
Ooh.
No, not for that reason. I'm just saying she loves the baby.
Yeah.
She loves the baby part of it.
Yes.
So I sent it because John's daughter was wah. Mm-hmm. I showed it to my wife. I said, "You actually missed that." And of course, my wife is like,
"Let's
yeah,
see
I
if
did,
it'll
please.
Come through. Let's see
yeah.
if it'll come through. I don't know."
Really crazy. Oh man, my motherly instinct. I hate to say it this way, and it sounds strange, but your human interest, your it kicks in when I hear that.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That baby's going off.
Oh my God.
John's all calm now. That, maybe I don't know. Maybe we should be calling child services. Maybe I'm looking at this wrong.
Well, you just want to help that little baby. You just want to help her.
That's what I'm talking about. And John had this calm look on his face, like it's everything will be. I got it all under control.
He's definitely gonna have more than one.
To you, seems like you've learned some patience. If nothing
you're
else,
have more than one.
I've learned. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's what
I have.
That's 100%.
What do we put that number at? 2.5.
Yeah, I think the 2.5 was the line.
Was our
on
over
that.
Under?
I definitely think it might be right at the number.
We put a Vegas number on your family.
I like it. We have more Vegas numbers. I
over,
like
under.
I will say this. The one thing that I have learned is how to tune out noise.
Maybe it's just that. You were
love
just,
that skill. Yeah. That's a good skill for you, John.
More than patience, it was just you had turned off. You turned off your ears.
Like, love it.
Literal noise. Like, so my daughter will be crying, and I'll just be like, okay, like I'll be watching, television. I'll be like, I can tune out her crying.
Now, John,
not like I'm ignoring her, but
you need to treat Twitter just like that.
Oh, well, I don't get caught up in Twitter. That's a totally different deal. But in terms of
it's the same.
What I'm hearing, right?
It's
like
nice.
I'm able to just sort of say, okay, let me do this, and this, multitasking while I have a chaotic scene unfolding in front of
me. I've learned how to do that with my wife.
I like it, and it's important. Also tune out
right.
You also have to be able to tune out your wife.
BC, there are things we need as husbands we need to listen to from right.
Yeah.
And then there are some that you can kind of let go. You know what I'm saying? They kind of go in one ear. You don't let them know that it's going out the other one. You better not let them know.
No.
But it's a skill. Okay. And don't act like we're stepping on any toes, BC. This is most men, most married men know exactly what I'm talking about. The stuff that you know you got to hear. That you're going to need to be able to respond to because she's looking for an answer. Like, when that's but there is an ability, there's a fine skill to be able to tune out that junk, right? And she's like, yeah, baby. You just keep nodding that head and you go back to playing Homescapes or whatever the hell it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never played Homescapes, Liv?
No.
All right. That's what we do over Smith household. But it's fine. You just got to know how it's a filter.
Yeah.
It's a filter.
Exactly.
And we learn what we need to listen to, what we can let go.
So, yes, my daughter's a month old. The days are long.
Congratulations,
the years are short.
That's awesome.
That what
you're a good
say?
Dad already.
You are a good dad.
I am
you're
trying.
Around, you know what I'm saying?
I will say, like,
that's
the one
good.
Thing that I struggle with, and I'm sure all new dads probably can relate, is, like, I feel like, am I doing enough? You know what I mean? Like,
Am I? Gotta wear off.
What value do I bring to the table as a parent right now? And the answer is, like, I just feel like I don't bring that much. I mean, I can't. I can't do all that. I can change a diaper. I can hold.
That's what you got to do
right
now.
That's about it, really. I just feel like I'm not, I'm not as important to the process as mom right now,
That's awfully humble of you.
Just true.
I do think in general there are levels to involvement of dads that is all over the place. Were you super involved, Jason?
In what phase?
In all phases.
No, he was not involved. He went back to work the same night.
Well, I'll tell you this.
He did, actually.
I still haven't bathed my son.
Wow.
Okay.
Like, so when you say all phases,
you've not
and it's not because I got some rule I can already hear. Damn, Jason, you got faith in there, barefooted, and she does all the baths
you just
and
didn't
cooking.
Touch CJ's tallywhacker. That's
well, that's not really it. That's not really it because John, when it comes to conversations about that old tallywhacker, as you put it,
it'll be you.
It's going to be me having the conversation. That needs to be the one having the conversation with him.
Yeah.
But it didn't start out my thing.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of fell into roles in terms of. She's faster. She gets through that butt. She got to wash the hair without him crying.
Sure.
She's better at it. And all of a sudden, without assigning it, she's just kind of doing it. So for some weird reason, Brad,
when
you're talking about the phases.
Yeah.
I'm not in that one.
I see.
But yes, you asked, was I involved?
You're pretty involved.
I actually live with my child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're present.
Child lives under my roof. So I've been
involved.
You're
an involved parent.
I changed like two diapers. No, I'm kidding on that. There was no way I could escape.
You changed five diapers.
No, dude. I changed half the diapers on that.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Come on. The wife ain't going to let you get out of that one. Might say, okay, I'm better at baths than you, but you're not going to change some dirty, ishy by yourself the whole way through.
Right.
You're going to bring in husband for that. Husband going to bring in wife for that.
Yeah.
Because it stinks.
Yes, it does. My God, it does.
Once that Bill Cosby did a thing about this, and I guess you.
I cannot believe you're going to bring up Bill Cosby.
But this was back.
He's been canceled.
This is back one of his stand-ups.
And imprisoned.
Very funny, one of his stand-ups, okay, back in the day.
My goodness.
But it was about how when the baby's first born, the poop is cute. It's like, look at the little poo-poo. It's so cute. My baby's having a little poo-poo. Right? You can even put it in your hands. You might even show it to your brother or your mom or something. But after a while, right, a couple of weeks or whatever.
It's so
and
true.
And apparently it's within a month for you.
Yeah.
Man, that thing gets stanky. Yes. And it's like, this comes from a human type of stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
That's literally what we all go through. It's cute at first. Very quickly, it's no longer cute.
I could never, you know, we made jokes about it when we were, when Jake was a baby, because, you know, those Smucker's squeeze jelly hole that's got the hole
exactly
in the jelly.
Exactly what you're talking about.
We started, we would joke around it, and you're at that age, John, where this baby is developing, you start making jokes about excrement, frankly. So you'll go to the kitchen, and you'll kind of look at that Smucker's thing, and you'll be like, look at this, mm-hmm. It looks just like it, doesn't it?
Yep, yep, that is where we are at the moment.
Congratulations on a month.
Thanks. Yeah,
we made
one
it.
Month.
Let's go have another one, man.
We've kept her. We ain't there, brother.
How? I know it's a little bit personal, but not as much for you, white folks. What's the countdown on you and Sam?
Yeah.
I know that y'all don't mind talking about that.
Yeah. No. I mean, it will be a week away on Tuesday.
I knew it was kind of.
Now she is saying just because.
John.
She's already said.
We're getting close, baby.
Yeah.
I know you're gonna lay it down.
It's gonna be a tough.
Yeah.
Few months or whatever.
I can tell by where you're shaking your head. Look like a crack addict.
Mm-hmm. I have no crack. I'm a crack addict that has no crack.
Scratching your neck. It's been a while.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it has been a. And she reminded me though, just because the doctors say it's time, I might not be ready. She's already.
Sam lets you know. Yeah. She lets you know she's the gatekeeper.
Yes.
Date. So,
John got plenty of
that
practice.
That sounds like a warning, bro. Like you better be on your best behavior.
Man.
Yeah. She lets you know.
Do some laundry or something.
Yeah.
That's the aphrodisiac.
Good luck on that.
You know, doing laundry and cleaning up is the new aphrodisiac.
Does she still find you attractive?
I'll have to ask.
I hope so.
I'll have to find out. Yes, you talk about over and under how many kids I'm going to have.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. It will require sex at some point for that to happen. So we will keep you updated on that.
Thank you.
That endeavor. Speaking of over-unders, though, today,
well
and it tells you a lot about where we are in the sports calendar, Caesars William Hill put out their win totals for each NFL team this upcoming season.
Over-under.
Fun. Look, we'll just stick with the teams that people care about, right? Let's go with the Super Bowl champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, look, we know schedules. In terms of teams that are being played, we don't know dates yet. So that could come into play here.
And you got one more game. Don't forget it.
That's yes.
You got to say it. You're 17 now, no longer 16.
So it won't be 11-5 anymore. It'll be 11-6 or 12-5. That's going to take some getting used to. You know?
It really will.
And the way we look at these over-unders is going to take some getting used
Correct.
To. Correct. Because you typically, like, if you have an over-under of 8, you know, you're going to have exactly.
Yeah.
Now it's like you could be below 500. You know, so mm-hmm. 8 is the new 7 wins, if that makes sense. Anyway.
And I think the first year, just a little housekeeping, first year I think the AFC team gets the extra home game.
Yes.
Okay.
Second year, the NFC team gets the extra home game.
And you can never.
Because it's an odd number now.
And you can never go 500 ever again.
It's done.
You cannot go 500.
It's done.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you're going to be a winner or loser.
It's going to take some getting used to some of the stuff.
Tampa Bay over under 11.5.
Over under
11 games last year, I believe. What they did, yes, they got to 11 wins without any kind of off season.
Under
all 22 starters on offense and defense are back.
They literally have everyone back.
The Saints don't have Drew Brees anymore. We're going over, and we're going over pretty comfortably. I feel like I think this is a 12-13 win football team in that division next year. Nobody scares me. They just don't. I mean, the Panthers have Sam Darnold. The Falcons are just never a threat, and the Saints are rebuilding in some way. So I think they run away with the division. Therefore, I think over is the play.
I don't think they need to make this any more complicated than it is. The Saints take a step back. We'll see. But with Drew Brees gone, and I'm with them on Panthers and Falcons. Both of those in terms of their number 7.5 and 7.
Yep.
It's a division set up for you to dominate in a division that typically is sort of it's handed around a lot of times or has been in the past in the South. Sometimes beating up with the Saints are having a great. Sometimes Falcons. This is Bucks, especially as John pointed out, with 22 guys, all your starters back. This is set for them to dominate. I suspect they go over that 11.5.
Kansas City Chiefs.
At least 12 wins for the Bucks. At least.
Yes, I agree. Kansas City Chiefs, their over-under is 12.
Over-under.
Again, I mean, they've won 12
it's
games.
Start in the division. And I just,
Well, sir.
I know.
Sir.
And that's why I said it.
Yeah. Sir.
Start in the division. They're going to dominate. Same thing we said about Tampa Bay. And, yes, your sorry Raiders are part of it.
I was not prepared to go there yet. They have won 12 games in each of the last three seasons for the past five. Why would they not do it again in a season where there is an additional game? They're going to go over. They're going to win 13 games. They're 17. They're going to go 13-4. Why wouldn't they? They probably can go 14-3, if we're being honest. I mean, they only lost one game in the regular season that actually mattered. The Chargers game, I think they ended up – did they end up losing that game?
Yes.
Yeah, but that
last
didn't
game
count.
Of the season, right?
That didn't count. They weren't playing anybody. So they won one real – they lost one real game besides
true.
The Super Bowl.
That's true.
And that was to who?
The Oakland/Vegas/LA Raiders. I can't remember
so
anymore.
Just because you start flapping your gums –
which one is it?
About how the Chiefs are going to run away with this division.
Gruden's the coach.
Don't forget – who lies ahead of them in that division?
It doesn't
or
even
underneath
have,
or behind.
It doesn't even have y'all as the second most wins in the division, believe it or not. How do you like them out?
Let's just knock it out. Raiders over-unders 8. That would be below 500 in this new world that we live in. I don't think we're getting close to over that. I don't think we're a winning outfit.
Deploy all them running backs you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kenyon Drake's going to have
sit
a massive
out on
year.
And just attack the league. With
We're gonna be 7-10. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be 7-10. This is weird.
To say 7-10.
This is very strange. That feels like a lot of games. You know, like 17 games, that's a lot.
Players, you know, we know how brutal this thing is. Players want that.
It's hard for the media to even talk about 17 games. Think about playing in them.
And it's going to help those lower tier guys, right? That's why this thing is all done in terms of the money.
This is a really random question. Do fans in any of these stadiums help any of these teams in terms of records? Because they literally played in empty stadiums.
I think that's going to be more – I think that's – and I do think it is a valid question. I think it applies more to college basketball, for example, than it does in NBA, than it does for NFL. Because some stadiums had fans last year. Some stadiums didn't have fans last year.
KC had fans.
I mean, obviously, like
they did.
Yes, I mean, you know the places that have a home field advantage: Seattle, Buffalo,
KC is one of those.
City, yep, you know the places.
Like, the Saints ain't an advantage for the damn Titans.
But no, I mean, I think it's an advantage for it's a disadvantage because the chances are there's going to be more fans of the opposing team than there are Titans fans. But no, I do think there was a lack of an advantage home field wise. But you still have to travel, right? You still have to do all that stuff. So the home team still had some sort of an edge over the over the visiting team. But I do think it's an interesting question. Raiders at 8, they're not going to get there. We stink, and that's just my reality. I do have Raiders gear for Riley to wear, you know. So she's going to come into that.
Yeah.
What else would I give her? You know, I'm not going to go put her in any Titans. I mean, that's absurd. Why would I desecrate young Riley with Titans garb? I mean, that is insulting to her and everything she stands
for.
They
could win the AFC South if you wanted to actually put her
does that mean to me?
With a winner.
Who cares?
Winning team.
Who cares who wins AFC South?
She's being raised in Tennessee. She's born with
State. She's being raised in Memphis, all right? Not Tennessee.
Okay.
Speaking of the Titans, 9.5 is the number for the Titans, which would be you're either going to be 10-7 or 9-8 based
over,
on
under.
That number.
Over, they're wrong. Because they're banking on Carson Wentz and the Colts being the division winner, and I'm going to say Carson Wentz is still a head case and get the division to the Titans.
Okay, well you're projecting.
Because why?
You're projecting. You're not addressing the actual number.
9.5 over.
Yes,
I said it to start. They'll be over. They'll be the ones that are over. You know, whether it's 10, 11 wins, whatever it is, that should be around enough. They got the Colts at 10, so it's not like they think the Colts are going to go out and win 12 games or dominate. You have to figure out the Carson Wentz situation. I know we like him with Frank Reich, but he was an absolute mess the last time we saw him with Philadelphia. There is no guarantee he gets back to the guy. Now, the one thing they have going for them is that they're, in terms of well-roundedness, the Colts are that. They've already got the offensive line. They're fine there. On defense, they're fine. They got a run game, right? There's no question about it. Titans got that. Question's going to be how much all this investing you've done in your defense, this revamping of the secondary you've done, how much of a difference is it going to make? It's got to be better than it was last year. We've talked about it. You were awful last year, but can it be enough to win? I think so. I actually think under Vrabel, you cannot afford that thing to be anywhere close to where it was. And if you could just get it back to average to good, I think Tannehill, Derrick Henry, doing what they do, play action, be enough to win the division.
Yeah.
So I'm going over.
I think there's some value based on that. I mean, look, they got Derrick Henry, they got A.J. Brown, they got Ryan Tannehill. Come on. I mean, you got
to. Because I don't have any faith in Carson Wentz. Show me different Colts, then we make reconsider.
Jacksonville will be better than they were last year. So, like, you got to be careful there. Like, I could see them picking off a win or two here or there.
Did you see the news on while you got talking about Jacksonville on Trevor Lawrence?
What's that? Well,
there's a story, basically, where we know that Trevor, I think the way Mike Tannenbaum put it was, he comes from generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rich kid coming up. Mm-hmm. Not one of those.
I didn't know that.
Well, I should have known that. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how much, you know, I don't know how in-depth we are in terms of Trevor Lawrence. So I don't fault you for not knowing that. That said, some concern was brought up because he had some quotes in there that are like, well, look, I'm not a chip on the shoulder guy. Right, I don't feel like I have a need to prove something to someone like some of these other guys. And frankly, it's where he's come from. That's part of it. But he's like, if that's not what I'm going into the NFL with. And there are some GMs, yep. Right? I think it was they quoted Jimmy Johnson, who said the NFL needs to be the only thing. You know, the best ones to have are the ones where that's their way. That's
you
the
need
only
the
way.
Money.
You need the NFL. You play with a chip on your shoulder because there's nothing else you can do. You don't have generational wealth. That those are the ones going to run through a wall for you is what Jimmy Johnson. So a lot of people have tried to bring this up, or at least as a concern possibly for Trevor Lawrence, that he's not driven by that. That he's not, I got to make a break because this is going to make or break my family, all that kind of stuff. He's come out and said, I'm not that kind of guy, y'all. But here's the point. He's never been that kind of guy. Playing against those kinds of guys at that level that he's at and shined, right, for the most part. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not concerned by it right now, but I think his father even said something to the effect of he ain't, you know, living or dying off winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
And, you know, just going when you're going into your career,
right?
It's, you know, especially if you're a Jacksonville fan, it may be something that you don't necessarily want to hear, right?
No, I agree.
Want to hear is how driven your guy is.
You want him to be a maniac like Tom Brady.
You want him to be a maniac like Tom Brady. Couldn't have said it better for me.
Right.
And so hearing this kind of maybe, I'm not as concerned because I think Trevor's gotten it done just about every time he's been out there. Hadn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to care about
except
your job.
Except against Fields.
I mean, right? Like, it's important to care about your job. You and I care about our jobs every single day. We put everything we have into it.
And I think he cares.
If you and I were, if our father was Bill Gates, we might not care as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean.
I agree with that.
I don't care if I have a bad radio show today or a good radio show today. My dad is Bill Gates. You know?
I have had employees that work with me. I'm going to speak in platitudes here. That didn't need the money. Many times, in multiple markets, I've lived all over the country. Some of the worst employees I've had, they don't have to work for the money.
Well, and look,
if it's your livelihood, this is how you figure.
Because you figure out real quick what they care about.
I completely get what y'all saying and agree.
Because a lot of times you figure out real quick what they care about, and sometimes it ain't your job. Now, in this case, it's a little different. It's a game, but it's still the same. You got to work at this thing, right?
Well, yes, exactly. And you're going to be the face of a franchise.
And it's not
all in.
It's not necessarily about money. All the time, it's about sort of legacy. Like, you want to leave something that you can be proud of. Now, that doesn't have to – you can be proud of a career that does not entail a Super Bowl, right? Not everybody gets to win a Super Bowl. It's very hard to do that.
Does any part of you – he says he knew. I think this is the part I – he knew it's going to rub some folks the wrong way saying this.
Yeah.
Like, Trevor Lawrence ain't dumb.
Look,
he knew when he's asked the question because you know, go through this interview process, the folks are going – I actually appreciate the honesty.
Well,
would I want him to be a maniac like Tom? Yes, but in this case, hey, don't lie about the thing. If it ain't what drives you, let me know.
Like,
what Anthony Edwards said? You'd rather be in the NFL? And when we saw it, we were like, oh, God, Minnesota, go ahead. This fool doesn't even look like he's driven.
Right, exactly.
But has he not come on?
And he's had a good year.
Come on, he's going to be the rookie of the year.
Only
he's absolutely
going to
be the rookie of the year.
Only because LaMelo got hurt.
Well, yes, but he's good enough. He would have been good enough in any year without LaMelo.
Let me ask you this.
He would have won because he's averaging 17.5 points.
All right, you need brain surgery.
He looks like an NBA player is the point.
You need brain surgery. Your surgeon says, I kind of like brain surgery, but I'm more interested in NFL.
I don't believe this is good. I'm gonna die. I need the best.
Right.
That's different.
You need a brain surgeon who cares about brain surgery, right?
Yes.
It's his thing. It's all he thinks about is brain surgery, right? I mean, I don't think it's gonna be the difference between Trevor Lawrence winning and not winning a Super Bowl. That's gonna depend on what the talent is around him. But if I had the choice, right, of do I want a maniac who is just absolutely hell-bent on doing whatever it takes to win a championship.
Or whatever the reason is, and the motivation is.
Because you know what they say? Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's what they say.
Is it Floyd Mayweather? Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody somewhere said that.
You definitely.
So if I had the choice,
these things.
Would I rather have a hard – now, it's not always that sort of binary. It's not always super talented guy who doesn't care and super talented guy who does, right? Sometimes it's a hard worker who doesn't have as much talent that cares more. So I understand it's not that black and white. But it does – it raises my eyebrows a little bit.
No, that was the question.
I'm not going to draft Justin Fields, for God's sakes, over him. I wouldn't draft Justin Fields in the first five rounds. Have you seen what they've said about him the last couple of weeks?
You late because he's coming back up. That was a mess.
I wouldn't draft Justin Fields.
All that was smoke stuff.
In the XFL.
All that was smoke stuff. He ain't going to be the last quarterback taken in the first round.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't play Justin Fields tonight in Friday Night Stripes at the Liberty Bowl. That's how far he's fallen.
You having a fever dream, fool.
I want no parts.
He runs like a 4.44.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes, we know. It just make sure.
I don't know how good of a NFL quarterback he's going to be, but I thought Paxton Lynch was going to be a Hall of Famer. So what the hell do I know? there you have it on the Titans.
Yeah, Jags were at 6. We think whatever.
Jags at 6. Yep.
John thinks they're going to win a lot of games.
Where are your Bears listed at on the over under?
They're 7.5. They're at 7.5.
That's about right.
Yep.
Is this even worth it?
What do you think? Over or under?
I'm rooting for under.
Yes.
So everyone is fired.
Get the hell
we made
out of
this
here.
K. Absolutely. Right.
Virginia
fire
ain't firing them folks.
Fire Nagy and fire my boy Pace. My old boy Pace.
Dallas,
we want them all gone. So under.
Dallas Cowboys 9.5. That's going to go under because
that's under.
Their defense still has too much to prove.
They're
right?
Switching it up. They're going back to a 4-3. It's going to be better than last year.
I'm not projecting over. I'm definitely not projecting over.
Who's the winner in that division then?
It still might be the Cowboys. They just might win 9 games. You know what I'm saying?
Does that still win it in a 17-game season?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah, in that division.
I know how bad it was.
Yes, I think
division
so.
Division is slaw.
They're projected to be the division winner.
Because you got Philly.
Do we not like Washington?
We like them okay. They have quarterback questions, bro. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a good starter For an entire year, he's really good at coming in when things look bad.
Jason loves
and throwing 350 yards.
No.
You love them.
Things were already –
You can't call them that anymore,
he
Brad.
He started off with that. He didn't come in when it was bad last year, though. In Miami,
well,
he was rolling, and then they gave it to Tua.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, he can roll you for a year. He can have some. Man, he's going to be skipping.
Bro,
they're going to be having fun. He's going to be pitched out to Antonio
Taylor Heineke.
No,
he's got our man Curtis Samuels
you
now.
You love this team.
Dude, I just like and maybe it's Giannotto rubbing off on me, but I think he's finally maybe got a winner here.
I could see the excitement in your.
Because Fitzpatrick all about the fun. Right, I'm not even going to say anything about that defense because it's legit. I know y'all all know about
defense
their defense.
Is good.
Super legit.
They got weapons now that they signed.
I would be more where you're at if it was going in the season with Heineke.
Well,
whatever the boy's name, Heineke.
Yeah, Heineke will be the starter.
Who
was
small
the
sample size.
I want you to remember this that
it's
I'm saying
be
this.
The Dolphins was.
He will be the starter before the season's over. Will you remember this? Will you mark and remember it?
There's a chance of that. There's a chance of that if Fitzpatrick. But again, when was the last time we just saw Fitzpatrick average? Dude, all he does is go out and throw for 300 yards.
Trust me, I watched it. I watched him single-handedly beat the freaking Raiders.
All he does
he's
is
great.
Go out and throw for 300 yards, have you rolling, but what everyone knows is he's not your long-term solution.
Right.
And so he ends up losing the gig in some way or form. He's going to be perfect for Washington next year, maybe good enough for them to win the division.
I'm high on
Washington.
I would agree with that because they are so sound elsewhere.
Defense legit. Yeah. Run game going to be legit
added
with
Curtis
our man.
Samuel, who's a nice piece.
And opens things up with McLaurin on the other side.
Yep. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, I turn to him. ESPN.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Kelly Urban and I love selling homes. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and we are both with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. We sell homes from the river to Germantown and everywhere in between.
And Sheldon, don't forget, we sell in all different price range, all the way up and over $1 million in River Oaks. But we also love selling homes and condos to first-time homebuyers in Midtown, High Point, and the University of Memphis area.
And people aren't aware how much they need our experience and expertise when they're selling their homes. This involves preparation, presentation, and proper pricing combined with our highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbox option. It's hard to beat that combination and our combination.
That's right. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling, remember what people often say, that when you want the job done, call Sheldon and Kelly, of course.
You can reach us 24/7 at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Kelly Erb or Sheldon Rosengarten.
Do it now.
It is Friday. What are you waiting for? Time to drink. I recommend doing it with Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. It is smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. It's versatile. It's a very versatile drink. You can drink it on the rocks. You can drink it neat, make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can go. I usually like to drink mine on the rocks. It's nice, classy, smooth. That's what you get every time with Blue Note Juke Joint. It's made here in Memphis, aged here in Memphis, crafted here in Memphis. It is a Memphis drink. So every time you pick up a bottle, you are supporting a Memphis drink, and that's what I enjoy doing. Just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold. What are you waiting for? It's Friday. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so. COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Get to Destinations Unknown and your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi 1870 Covington Pike. Get 43 MPG Highway and 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett at $12,997 or $133 a month. And it's not a lease. You own it. Dream big and drive further in your all-new 2022 Eclipse Cross. $23,373 or $284 a month. And exceed all expectations in your 2022 Outlander. $31,919 or $409 a month. Plus, we build it with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 2.79%. Mirage, MH002807, MSRP 16865, Eclipse, NZ003094, MSRP 26325, Outlander, NZ005802, MSRP 34935, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Whether you're ready for your COVID-19 vaccine or looking for the right testing options for your family, our Kroger Health team of pharmacists and nurse practitioners are here to help. Our suite of solutions is one of the most comprehensive in the industry, trusted by frontline workers around the country. Visit Kroger.com/COVIDcare to learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you.
The Live Love Memphis Group of RE/MAX experts looking to buy or sell your home. They're here to help. That's what they do. They have helped so many people. They have helped Jason Smith out of a bad situation.
Yep.
Now he's in here today. He is absolutely over the moon with his equity. He's got his new house. That was made possible by the Live Love Memphis. Don't be so modest over there, Jason. You made a great decision, but we know the Live Love Memphis group helped you arrive at that decision. They will do the same for you. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Yeah, it is my story, as you know, John, 410-8818. It can be your story as well when you call Live Love. Here's the deal. First time I bought a house, it was real dumb. Did it without a realtor, right, and set myself up for a bad situation. There's no question about it. Here's the point. Live Love not only sold that home for me, a home I thought I'd never be able to sell, they helped me find what my wife has called her dream home, a home we're in a much better situation in now. It's all thanks to them. Can be a same similar situation for you and has been for everybody we've sent over there, including my man Contar, Cubbins, and so many others. Call them up, 410-8818. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen or anybody on that hardworking team. April Darnell, be happy to help you out. They're going to get you where you want to go, get that home sold for max value, get you in your new home as well if you'd like. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Sometimes be like that. Kane Brown, Blessed and Free Tour. Saturday, October 23rd, FedEx Forum.
But I got one thing right.
You. Special guests, Jordan Davis and Restless Road.
Heaven could be better than
see the meteoric rise of Kane Brown live.
What if I was made for you?
Tickets are on sale now at KaneBrownMusic.com. Presented by AEG Presents.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
John, 92.9 FM, ESP. And earlier this week, Memphis basketball got some really good news. That's the return of DeAndre Williams coming back to Memphis for another season. Kenneth Roy coached him before he got to Memphis. Kenneth and DeAndre join us now. Fellas, what's going on? Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, man, we appreciate you anytime that you can always have us on your show, man. It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so right? so in terms of, and this sort of question is for both of you guys, in terms of, you know, the meeting with Penny, how did it go, and just sort of what did he say that you all sort of liked and appreciated?
Well, I'll go first. What was very intriguing and very inspiring what Coach Hardaway is, because he's always a realist on everything that he tells you and what he tries to display. And the most intriguing part is with DeAndre coming back, getting his education, getting his degree, that he'll be able to get his degree next year. And also, he'll be able to increase his value and build on what he'd done on the NIT. And that was very intriguing. And DeAndre felt like when we were all sitting around talking that he really had some unfinished business. And I'll let him explain all that to you that he wanted to accomplish for Coach Hardaway.
Was most of it DeAndre loved what you did? Here's the thing. Next year, did you guys talk roster at all, Coach Roy? And this is obviously one we posed to DeAndre as well for both of you guys. But how much was here's what's going to be around us, here's what we know? Did you do a lot of that as well in that conversation?
Well, you know, roster was not a main factor for as far as DeAndre, because DeAndre trusts Coach Hardaway and his staff and knew that they was going to bring in the quality talent that's needed to be to put around DeAndre to help assist and him assisting the team. So we wasn't really too concerned about the roster, to be honest with you.
Okay.
DeAndre, this one is for you, man, because nobody sort of knows your journey like you know your journey. You know, college. Basketball for you, it's had its ups, it's had its downs. You know, you play for several coaches there at Evansville. You have the injury issues. Now you come to Memphis, and look, you settle in, you get your eligibility, and you guys rattle off an NIT championship. Does it sort of feel like to you that in Memphis you have found a place where it feels like home? You're having fun playing basketball. Just sort of take us through how it felt at Memphis last season and how you've settled in here.
That's no question, man. Just, you know, being in the city of Memphis, I can just feel the love and the support, you know, from the fans and from everybody. And that's one of the huge things about me. You know, I'm all about relationships and love. And so that's what I'm getting from this city. And I just feel like, you know, that's just the best thing for me is to, you know, come back and, you know, embrace the city some more. And, yeah, just, you know, all last year, man, I learned a lot, you know, throughout the whole process with every game, you know, and with my teammates and with my coaching staff. It was just a huge learning process. And just having that year under my belt, I feel like I'm going to grow way better as a player and as a man. And just being here with Coach Hardaway and, you know, the city of Memphis, I just feel like I'm a flourish, you know, in all areas and in all aspects.
DeAndre, what allowed you guys, because look, you're 6-5, season's not going the way you hoped it would, and then you come back, you get that 20-point win over Wichita State, and it feels like the season completely turns around. What allowed you guys, what helped you guys do that when you look back on it? Sort of what was the main reason for the turnaround last year?
Honestly, I can say one of the biggest parts, I'd say it's Coach Hardaway. He just his leadership is contagious, and his competitive nature of the game, it just brings the best out of everybody. And he challenges every day in practice to compete and, you know, to, you know, like, get our mind into winning. And that's what he did. And he just challenged us so hard and made practices so hard for us. So when the game came, it was easy for us. So he just kind of, you know, installed that that passion, that love, that competitive nature, winning everything into the team. And eventually it gave in. And that's what I like about Coach Hardaway. He's just a winner, and he'll do anything it takes to win. And so I'm just following his lead. We all follow his lead. And I know he's going to get it done.
DeAndre, do you remember what point of the season it was that you got comfortable, that it became apparent to you that, look, man, I'm a leader for this team and I need to be? Because by the end of the season, you know, you were watching that thing and you're the guy putting your arms around guys, encouraging, had clearly become a leader. When did that, you know, that process of becoming that guy, when did you get comfortable in that role? Did it take till midseason? Was it later in the season?
No, I'll say it was the beginning of the season. It started preseason workouts, all that. That's when I was kind of molded into that leader. Me, my new teammates, and my coaching staff and my coaches, I just kind of just built that, you know, like early on in the season, in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like a little struggle at first, which is normal. But, you know, over time, I just got better and better as a leader, getting to know my teammates and, you know, getting the team chemistry right. But it started from the beginning when we, you know, put in all the hard work in the summer, you know, grind it out. And that's when it started. When I first came in, they already knew, like, you know, I got experience, I'm mature, and I wanted to be that leader.
We are, of course, talking to Kenneth Roy DeAndre Williams. DeAndre Williams announced earlier this week that he is coming back to the University of Memphis, which I know has Memphis fans really excited. Coach Roy, I got to ask you, because you've been with DeAndre for a long time, and you've seen sort of everything that he has had to go through. I get the sense, just from, you know, we're talking on the air, we're talking off the air, that you also feel like Memphis has become a place where DeAndre's having fun again, where he's fitting in. Sort of how rewarding has it been for you to see DeAndre come here, have a major role, and just have fun playing the sport of basketball again?
Man, it's been extremely rewarding because he's representing himself. He's representing where he came from on Nationwide Academy, and it's building our brand up as well. So I'm excited what he's done, and any other student athlete to come in our program that's doing on the college level. So I love
what's going on in the city of Memphis and how he's been embraced and how he's taking the torch and is just rolling with it. It's a beautiful thing, man. I can't wait to next year. I'm excited.
Physically.
And I'm going to
go ahead. I'm
gonna have another prediction. I'm going to have another prediction.
Another one.
Physically, how the body? Guys, the season ends. Physically, how are we doing?
Physically, he's great. You know, we're just doing some preventive measures. That's all, making sure he's healthy and everything that he needs to have. And he's going to tackle this next season, man, and he's going to take the bull by the horns, and we're running with it. We're running it. We're following Coach Hardaway.
DeAndre, I got to ask you, because Coach Roy kind of said, did it not matter to you who was coming back, right? Who might be leaving or whom Penny might be adding, that whatever Penny was going to bring back, that you were going to roll with it because of the, you know, how comfortable you've gotten with him?
Yeah, I mean, that didn't matter.
I hear
that
you.
That didn't matter at all.
Is it just sort of, DeAndre, part of, you know, what you have to expect in college basketball now? I mean, look, situations change, right? Your situation in Evansville changed. I mean, is that just sort of, I know you probably, nobody wants their teammates to leave, right? But is it just something that, as a college athlete, you know, you have to expect?
Right, exactly, because, you know, those guys had to do what was best for their family and for themselves. And all I can do is support and wish those guys the best, you know?
You know, it's interesting about your team next season, and I know Penny's not done adding pieces to it. You're certainly a huge piece that he got back officially this week. What do you just think in terms of how you might have to play next year? Just in terms of the style, in terms of, you know, do you think it'll be, you know, do you think you'll get minutes at the five? Have you thought about that? Like, just how do you think it'll look for your team next year in terms of what you have and what's coming back?
I think it looks amazing right now. I'm not going to say the style is going to change because the style and the tradition is already set. The way we play defensively, offensively, I feel like that's already put in place. But me, you know, just being me, I can play all positions. So wherever coach put me, I feel like I'm gonna do the best I can to help my team win a championship. And we're gonna play together. We're gonna find our team chemistry early, because that was one of the main priorities that we were struggling with last year. We found our team chemistry later on in the season, to where we were supposed to find it way a lot earlier. And so that's one of our main emphasis that we're going to do this summer, is just try to get closer as a team and, you know, get the ball rolling early.
To piggyback off that, DeAndre, you guys played Houston within a possession both games. You talk about that crazy half-court shot, all that kind of stuff. Just this, the mindset of that, DeAndre. Did you feel like you all were the better team by the end of the season? I mean, you played a team that goes on to the Final Four within mm-hmm. a possession, two straight games. Did you feel like, mindset-wise, y'all were the better team by the end of the way y'all come together?
Yes, I definitely feel like we was the better team. And I also feel like they stole one from us twice. And that's just lesson learned, though. You know, you learn your lessons, and you try to not make that happen again next year. And so I definitely feel like we was a better team, but that's why we got to get back to the drawing board and, you know, just sharpen up all our little things before the season starts so that won't happen again.
Well, I tell you what, man, I know Memphis fans are super excited to have you back, DeAndre,
yes,
and Coach Roy. We know you certainly played a big part in that as well. Want to thank you guys for the time and congratulations on the decision. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, so there you have it. That, of course, is DeAndre Williams and Coach Kenneth Roy. Again, giving Penny Hardaway some much-needed good news in that he is returning to Memphis for, I think, what would be his junior season. It's hard to keep up. It technically is junior season because he has 2 years of eligibility remaining. So, look, Memphis has to make the NCAA tournament next year. A lot easier to do that when you have DeAndre Williams.
He's not just a guy on the court that basically they couldn't survive, essentially, with him off. He's, you know, what he can do for you on the interior, he's a leader too. And we've seen how important that team's embraced him as that. That's the most important thing. There'll be no – you go into preseason camp this summer, this fall, there'll be no, okay, who's going to be the guy that's going to be vocal? Who's it supposed to be? You got DeAndre, you got
Alex Lomax in whatever form it comes off the bench as a starter. You got the leadership you need. That was one of the key pieces you want to bring back if you're Penny Hardaway. Case closed. He's back. Should help the Tigers quite a bit next year. Maybe even win a conference tournament title.
That's right. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up here on a Friday. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Join us and get vaccinated on Friday, April 16th and Saturday, April 17th during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Receive a $20 Kroger or Walmart gift card, Grizzly swag, and BOGO McDonald's coupons while supplies last. This Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Pipkin, located at the Liberty Bowl Stadium.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us.
Fisher, to all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Blacktop Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, across the country, don't do it yourself. Make sure you pick up the phone and call my friends at Blacktop Moving, 316-6196. I've used them twice. Jeffrey Wright has used them. Tons of my friends have used them because they are the choice in Memphis. They've changed moving in the city of Memphis because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You are moving pieces of your life. Black Tie totally understands that. They're on time. They're professionally trained. They are the best in Memphis. Give them a call, 316-6196. Go ahead and book your move now because it is going to start booking up fast. Summer is right around the corner, which means moving season's here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We've all had that dream. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And it only gets better from there because once you have an account, you'll have access to the same game parlay insurance all season long. That's up to $25 back in site credit each day if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. That way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win. You just got to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get in on the action. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Calkins. Calkins. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. That is 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Storms are in and out. It's about to be peak season for weather, Jason. At this point, don't you feel like you are up to speed on everything weather? Thanks to doing the show with me.
Getting there.
I mean,
You could be better.
I'd be letting you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When something's rolling
Always
in.
Room to improve, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I thought I was doing a good job. But look, when it does roll in, bat down the hatches. If it does a number on your roof, call our man Chris McCulley.
Yes.
At McCulley Roofing and Renovations. He's going to come out. He's going to say, oh, I see a missing shingle here. I see some storm damage here. And he's going to get with your insurance company. He's going to get you, quite possibly, a brand new roof. When he comes out, make sure you let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
Biggest deal is he's not going to tell you got a bigger problem than what you've got. If you don't need a new roof, he's not going to tell you get a new roof, okay? Not looking to take advantage of you. Looking to give you an honest, free inspection. They'll file the insurance claim should you need that new roof. They'll take care of everything. Don't believe us? Go check out the 5-star reviews they've got on Facebook. Put it most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. That should tell you something. So call them up. Chris McCulley is at 487-7096. Like we said, could be a big problem, new roof. Small problem, missing shingles. He'll take care of it. Give you the right price on it. 487-7096. It's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Prediction time, Jason. Do you think we will come out of Friday Night Stripes with a clear idea of who the starter is going to be next season at quarterback?
An idea?
Yeah.
Well, you may have an idea. Do I think it'll be over? I don't.
No, it will not be over. It'll go into fall.
Uh-huh.
They usually do, right?
Right.
I mean, when you have a competition, it's not going to end.
And shouldn't Peter be ahead of Grant?
Well, he's
been in the
here,
system,
yeah,
and the language.
But is he a more talented quarterback than Grant? I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess we'll find that out.
In terms of numbers in Texas, nobody was better than Grant Gunnell, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then he actually got, like, real snaps
at Arizona.
Arizona, you know, played pretty well. So, anyway, yeah, it'll be a fascinating night for sure out there at the Liberty Bowl. Get on out there. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to DeAndre Williams. Thanks to Kenneth Roy. And thanks to Rob Doster for joining us on the show today. Mark Giannotto and Jeffrey Wright, they're up next. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis's sports station, WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at Linderman. SportsMedicine.com.
It's Shaq from Homer, Skelton, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Millington, and I'm always excited to see you. What are you driving today?
I'm in a new Ram 1500 Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Back to back to back.
What's made it this way? All the amazing technology. 12-inch navigation screen, four-corner load leveling, power running boards, multifunctional tailgate. There are so many things on the new Ram 1500 truck. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a seven-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
With stimulus checks coming in, if you're ready to get your hands on a new firearm or ammunition or take your permit to carry class, we've got it all at Top Gun Memphis. Ammo in stock, firearms in stock. And if you're looking to have some fun over spring break, come on out to Top Gun Memphis and shoot at the largest indoor gun range, gun store, and barbecue restaurant all in one place. TopGunMemphis.com. Sign up for your permit to carry class. TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road or TopGunMemphis.com.
Hey, it's Andy Wise, and I'm thinking about getting the gang back together. The weather's getting warmer. We're all getting out from under the pandemic. I'm thinking cocktail parties, graduation celebrations. I even see a wedding reception in the near future. And I can see me having every single one of them at the Crescent Club at Poplar and Ridgeway. Its entertainment rooms can be configured to meet any event or social distancing. And if you're a club member like me, you get that room absolutely free. It's a perk of membership.